Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so welcome back to True Crimes Podcast. Today, Today I have Misty Von Kahlo. Is that correctly?
Yes.
And she's a lyricist who lives in Dallas, Texas. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So, what your song? You just released your first song, Amanda Knox, You Did It, is called.
Mm-hmm.
And just last month, you just released it on YouTube, correct? Do you have it anywhere else besides on YouTube?
No, just on YouTube for right now.
Okay. And it's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people love it. You have a lot of new fans, and they all wanted me to let you know how much they loved your song. And yeah, so I want to ask you about that in your video, a lot of questions. But first, I just want to ask a little bit about you. You said you were born and raised in Dallas, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And now, what's your background in music? Do you play any instruments?
Well, in junior high and high school, I was in percussion, and I was in the drum line in high school. And I started writing poetry in 2010, and then I started to sort of rap along to Tupac's lyrics. And so I kind of developed a love for rapping. And then finally, in 2012, after I caught wind of the Meredith Kircher trial, I basically kind of bridged the gap between poetry and rap, and I just wrote a big, long poem, and then I started rapping that to a beat, and so that was kind of my first song. But writing lyrics doesn't really come as naturally to me. I'm more of a poet, so it's not really something that, like, I want to make a career out of. I just felt really deeply about this, and I kind of needed to do something to just release my anger about it. And that's kind of how I did it. I mean, it still bothers me, and I still feel powerless over it, but at least I wrote that song and put it out there to kind of be the voice for the voiceless. And I'm really pleased with the feedback that I've received. I mean, of course I've received some not so nice feedback, but I'm just kind of ignoring it and kind of letting it roll off my back.
Yeah, as you should. And your song has been so inspirational to so many people who, you know, feel the same way that you do.
Awesome.
Was there anything in particular that inspired you to write the song? Was there any particular story or moments?
Well, it was basically when she was acquitted the first time. You know, I just had a feeling, like, when I was reading about the trial and just looking at her facial expressions and her demeanor, you know, I just felt like I knew that she was guilty. And as soon as they released the verdict and she was acquitted and she came back to America, that it really bothered me. I mean, I've cried many tears over this, you know, and I feel like some weird connection with the victim, with Meredith Kircher. Like, I just feel like I can place myself at you know, at the crime scene, and it's just, I feel like I know what happened, you know. And, you know, it's kind of weird that Amanda Knox and I have, we're the same sign and we're the same age. So I don't know if me being a Cancer as well, I just know she did it for some reason. And it just really bothers me that you know, even if she didn't do it, it's not right to profit off of it, you know. And her writing that book and getting that $4 million book deal really bothered me as well, you know. And I was really happy that Italy had called for a retrial and everything, but then, you know, I don't really understand them. I don't understand how they can just, you know, order a new trial and then the same results happen, you know. It's like history repeated itself. She was convicted and then acquitted and then convicted again and then acquitted. And
It just
bothers me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are the same age. You're born the same year and the mm-hmm. same month, I guess, or very close in age. So that's interesting because that gives you, I mean, I think a unique perspective since you are the same age. You and Meredith and Amanda are around the same age. What do you think of from someone that's the same age as them, for you know other people who are you know different?
Well,
other, what do you think? Yeah,
I definitely feel very different from Amanda Knox, and I'm proud of that. You know, I do kind of have a feeling she might be a sociopath, but just from reading about the type of girl she was, like her and Meredith, they clashed. You know, like Meredith Kircher, she just seemed like she just had a sort of like sparkle. And, you know, if you think about it, they're two fish out of water in Italy. You know, one is this dull, grungy American, which was Amanda Knox. And then you have this foreign, you know, she's British, she has an accent, she's half Indian. You know, I'm sure she got a lot of attention that Amanda didn't like, you know. And, of course, they were fighting over Amanda's, you know, uncleanliness, and she was always bringing guys over and stuff like that. And Meredith probably stood up to her, and she probably didn't like that. And, you know, I was reading, sometimes it's really hard for me to even read about it because it just makes me so mad. I just have to put it down. But I read that a while ago, before Amanda was an exchange student, she wrote a paper about a murder rape and basically what happened. You know, she wrote about it years before it actually happened. So I just thought that was a little ironic.
Right. Yeah, it was. I think that was called Baby Brother. They were
mm-hmm.
talking about having, yeah. Yes, that was very much talked about, written about. And she did actually write something else while she was in prison, which also many people felt was a confession. I forget what it was called, but it was. She used her middle name. She called herself Marie Pace, I believe. But, there's a couple of stories that she's written, a few that are, yeah, somewhat incriminating, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, for this song, how long did it take you to write it?
Not very long. Probably... maybe as soon as I started, I couldn't stop. And basically, like I said, it was a long poem. And then once I had written it, I just found a random beat and I just started rapping to it. And a lot of people tell me that my style is old school. So the song does sound a little old school, but I can't help that. Every song I rap it always comes out old school. I can't help it. But, later on that year, I had met someone in a Chick-fil-A that saw me writing, and he just asked me what I was writing. I was like, oh, I'm working on poetry, you know. I just wrote my first song, and basically he said he knows of a producer. So I met my producer through him, and as soon as I started rapping the song, he started making the music behind it. So that's how that came about. And then I just started recording, and then that was my first song.
Wow. Those things just kind of fell into place for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like coincidence there. That's really interesting. All right. And
thank you.
So, yeah. Now, about the... you mentioned that you were worried that you might be sued by... you know, the Amanda Knox public relations.
Yes.
And you were held back from you know, right away from releasing it, and you consulted with a lawyer. What did the lawyer mm-hmm. tell you?
He told me that it's very unlikely for that to happen, and he also said that as a song, the song has rights, you know, as a composition. And then I want you to hear the song before you give me a definitive answer. And he listened to it, and he was like, wow, that's great. You know, and he didn't say, oh, you know, I don't think you should do it. So basically, coming from a criminal defense lawyer, and him hearing that song and him basically saying, wow, that's great, you know, and he didn't think that it was going to affect me, that definitely gave me more confidence to put it out. So I just went ahead and did it, you know, because I've been kind of sitting on the song for a couple of years now. And
wow.
I kind of had a feeling, just because since I feel like there are a lot of people who feel the same way I do, and I feel like most of them might be in the Eastern Hemisphere. You know, a lot of people here in America, I think, support her. And that was another reason why I was kind of scared to put it out, because, like, I'm in America and I don't want people to start hating on me. And I just didn't, you know, because I have gotten into it with some of her supporters years ago on, like, the Amanda Knox support pages. And they are vicious. They are so mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also what was scaring me. You know, I didn't want them to come after me, or, you know, Amanda Knox herself to come after me. I felt like if the video did go viral, then I would become like another Meredith. I would become like another girl that she did not like, and she wanted to take me out, you know. So I'm glad that it has as many views, but I'm also kind of glad it didn't go viral, because I kind of don't want her to know who I am, you know what I mean? Because obviously the killer within her is dormant, you know, because, mm-hmm. I mean, if she did do it, which I believe she did, I mean, she still has that instinct, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of say a little bit of that in the fourth verse that I didn't put out there. I had to shave that off because it made the song too long, and that's why I had to take that off.
Okay, yeah, hold on to that. I want you to do that later. So we want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. So do you think, now the video that you made is excellent. I mean, everybody was trying to make it go viral. I'm sorry to hear you didn't want it to, because
if it did, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, that would be cool, you know?
Yeah.
Of course, that fear is always going to be there, you know. I mean, I don't think that she would really actually come to me. I mean, I would never go to her. I would never go to Seattle and try to find her and tell her how I feel, even though I would like to. You know, if I ever saw her in person, I would probably definitely say something, you know. Like, I almost wish that I could have a chance to interrogate her, because I feel like I could get her to confess. But I know that'll never happen. But I wish I could. I know. I really wish I could.
Yeah, that's great. Maybe I think you could. You know, you're the same age and everything. You probably could reach her in a way that others couldn't, you know, because mm-hmm. she was pretty much handled with kid gloves with interviews by older people, and it didn't bring out anything.
If a major, like, news station wanted to do an interview with me, I would say yes, but I don't want to get paid for it, because I have no interest in making any kind of money off of this song or anything like that, you know, because it's not about money to me. It's about, you know, Meredith Kircher needs to be remembered, not the killer, you know. And
right.
And obviously she's making money off of it, doing interviews and all this stuff, which I just think is wrong. Even if she didn't do it, it's wrong.
Mhm. So, but now going back to your video, who made your video? You had professional help, correct?
Yes, his name is Joshua Wilkinson.
Okay, it was a one person.
Mhm. Just one person.
Okay, great. Well, it did a great job. It seemed like a team. So
I know he really did a great job.
How long did it take you to make the video?
Well, we filmed it in 2 days, and then it took him about a week a little over a week to finish it.
Okay.
We primarily shot downtown Dallas. And the graffiti on the wall, I actually found an artist online to do the Love Mez. And that was the original title for the song. But someone told me I should pick something from the hook, you know, as the title. So I kind of last minute changed it. And I kind of regret that. I kind of wish I had kept it as Love Mez, because Mez was Meredith's nickname. But, you know, there's nothing I can do about that now. So that graffiti is going to be there for forever, which I think that's
cool. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you, like, who did that and is it still there? Because people love that. And they could tell, you know, it's a very good job.
I know. It came out so great. He wrote this sketch. And I saw it, and I loved it, and I told him the colors that I wanted. And his name is Joe Skill, and he's a really great graffiti artist. Like, he's very talented.
Yeah, he is. Very nice. And a lot of people are adopting it for their Twitter backgrounds.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool.
I've seen some people use it.
I love that.
Yeah, people, I'm sure, love to see that in person, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's in downtown Dallas. And now, why did you make your video in downtown Dallas? Like, why was it outside, and was there a reason for that?
I did that a couple months ago, the video, and of course it is scorching hot here in Dallas. So it was not fun. I will tell you, it was definitely a challenge. But I guess we just kind of wanted to. We did it in the art district, and that was actually his idea to do it downtown, so I just kind of went along with it. I would have liked to have went a different direction with the video, but it's kind of hard to film inside places. You know, you have to have a permit and everything, so it's just kind of easier to do it outside. And where the graffiti is, that's actually in South Dallas. That's on the back of my mom's property. So it was kind of shot. And there's another scene in the park. That's actually not in downtown. That is like more like in North Dallas area at a park. So it's kind of spread out in Dallas, a little bit of north, a little bit of south, which is kind of where I'm from.
How hot was it? How hot was it out when you made the video?
Like 105 degrees.
And you were wearing all black?
I was in... Yeah. I wanted to wear black because I wanted, you know, like, as if I'm in mourning, you know, because I am in mourning of Meredith.
Right.
That's why I wanted to stay in black. And I obviously wanted to be covered up because I didn't want to have any sort of sex appeal in this video whatsoever, you know. So that's why.
You've been hot, though. I'm just thinking, you must have been so hot, though, in that outfit.
Oh, I was. But it was worth it. It was worth it. We shot, I think, for like 6 or 7 hours one day. And then we couldn't have the music playing because he forgot his speaker. So he couldn't really sync up the lyrics with as I was rapping. So we had to shoot another day for a couple hours. And that's when we did it in the park in North Dallas. So he brought his speaker. So it was. It worked. So we basically kind of added those scenes in there.
Yeah, it looks great. I like how it moves around, and it looks very professional. I mean,
and that's his first music video, actually.
Is it? Is it? He did a great job. Yeah.
I know, he did. He did.
And
I actually found him. I posted an ad on Craigslist, you know, because at the time I couldn't afford, you know, a video because they're pretty expensive. So I posted an ad, and I basically explained my situation, explained that I wanted to do a music video for a good cause, and, you know, explained the what the song was about, and I asked for volunteers if anyone wanted to help, you know, me get this together, and I got a lot of responses, and he was one of them, and I met with him last year, and we sat down and we talked about the concept of the video and we were going to do it. But then I found out that I was pregnant. So I kind of had to put it on hold. So I didn't contact him again until this year. So I still had his number, and I hadn't spoken to him for a year, and I talked to him. He's like, oh, okay, I remember you. And then we just kind of picked up from there.
Okay, great. Yeah, it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, so, you know, I was thinking that it looked like you may have been in front of, say, court buildings or something. So I thought maybe, thinking about justice, I thought maybe that's why you may have chosen downtown.
I don't think it was a court building, but I like the fact that it made it look like that. That is a good idea. That would have been a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And, all right, let's see. I just want to ask. Okay, so now you mentioned that you wrote about another murderer who was also born in 1987 and in another song that you are working on. Is that the next song? Is it 1987?
Yes, it's called 1987, and it's about the victims and the killers. Amanda Knox, James Holmes, I don't know if you remember him, the one
oh.
who went into the theater when they
Wait,
showed
Aurora,
Batman.
Colorado? Yep.
Yeah, Aurora. He was born in 87, and then there's another one called John Hughley, his name is John Hughley. He had killed his girlfriend, Yeardley Love, and that was
sounds
in,
familiar.
I can't remember. That was up north. I can't remember what state. But he was born in 87. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? So yeah, it's so 1987. All these people. How do people your age? You know, I don't mean to like sound like I'm so showy, but you know, like, how do your peers? Do they have strong opinions about these cases like you do, like Amanda Knox and what's going on? I mean,
no, a lot of people they don't really understand why I care so much about it. You know, they're just like, you know, there's a lot of people that get away with murder all the time. Why do you care so much about this? You know, you're just talking about, you're just isolating one killer out of, you know, a lot. And I just tell them, you know, I really don't care what you think. You know, it's something I feel really strongly about. And, you know, this is before I put the music video out there. Cause of course, I had a lot of skeptics. But I just... They don't really share the same. They probably just don't care. And a lot of people I've come across, they believe that she's innocent, but they still liked my song, which I thought that was cool. I thought that was cool. I was like, okay, well, maybe people will like the song even if they think that she's innocent. And you know, I get really into it. Like I explain like my side of the story to try to get them to open their eyes and realize that this girl is totally guilty. Even if you watch her interviews with anybody, she comes across as if she's a guilty person. She doesn't, like, if I were being accused of a crime that I didn't do, I would be like, I did not do this. You know, I would be really upset. Like, she's just too calm to be accused of something she didn't do, you know?
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, I mean, she comes across not very well. I don't think not sympathetic, angry. I think
very safe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I didn't read her book because I refused to, but I read a little bit of it, and I don't know how anyone could possibly remember their exact dialogue from 7 years ago, like quotes. You know, that makes no sense. There's no way I could do that. Like, and that's how the book is. She literally writes exactly what she said back in 2007, and I think that is a load of bull. And if you think about it, she's a creative writing major in college, which I think she's already graduated. But creative writing is, you know, making up stuff. And of course she's a creative writer. That makes complete sense, you know?
Yeah.
She's a liar. She's an actor, basically. That's her role in life. And I don't really know how she can live a lie. I feel like eventually she's gonna break, you know. I'm writing a book right now. It's a book of poetry and art. It's very artistic, and I just thought of this now. But there are two pages in the book that I'd love to read on the show. One poem on the left is to Meredith Kercher, and the one on the right is to her. And sure, I'd love to read those, and they're really good.
Sure, if you have it, if you want to read it.
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay.
I'm going to grab my book real quick. I'm not quite finished with it yet, but I do plan on publishing it for sure. Let me just find the pages.
So when do you think you'll come out with 1987?
I still need to do a few more. I need to re-record it and maybe add a little bit to the verses. I would rap that today, but there's a couple. I have to find the lyrics because there's one part I rapped it not too long ago, and there's one part that I can't remember. So, but hopefully soon. I kind of
look up for
the concept for the video. But I've only written, I think, 3 songs. I haven't really written anything in a while because it doesn't really come naturally to me. And, mm-hmm. you know, I did at one point want to try to be like a lyricist, but I really don't want to enter the music industry because it is just, the music industry is really corrupted, I believe. And I kind of don't want any part of it. So basically, the song that I put out, it's just kind of a message that just happens to be in a song, as a song, you know.
And the song you also I wanted to mention too that you, or ask you about that, you know, the whole song feels like you're talking to Amanda Knox. It's sort of
yes.
like not just
mm-hmm.
rapping about what happened, but you seem to be like you want to talk
yeah.
to her. You know, you want her to get
yeah.
the message.
Mhm. And I did say earlier that I kind of wish she didn't. You know, come across it just out of fear. But in a way, I do. I want her to hear what I have to say, you know, but I really don't. It probably wouldn't affect her much. I mean, she might want to sue me, but how can you sue someone that doesn't have any money? I don't really understand how that would work. Would I owe her money or something?
No. She can't sue you.
Okay, good. You know, and... you know, of course, some of the comments under the video say stuff like that. And
they always do that.
Back to them.
Yeah, no. That's the best to ignore them. They always do that. If you write an article about the case, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now that she's acquitted now and it's final, I think that kind of thing is going to be slowing down. So.
Yeah, she's not going to be in the news anymore.
Well, not too
probably.
Much. Yeah, maybe just a little bit, but it looks like it's you know dying down now, I would think,
mm-hmm.
unless she does something else. But, you know, they are NBC is coming out with a TV show based on
yeah.
her story, the Meredith Kircher story. So that's kind of going to keep bringing things up now and then.
I like the fact that it's called Guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't... I am having trouble finding it. Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
I still want to
That's
see
okay.
that. Have you seen that movie? What is it called? The latest movie that came out with...
Angel Face?
Yes, have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
I want to see
it. I kind of avoid fictional accounts of it, only because the case is so confusing to me already that I don't think I want to watch a fictional account. I don't know. I heard it was okay,
yeah.
but it wasn't that...
I had a really hard time watching, there's this one movie on Netflix, it's, I can't remember what it's called, but it basically kind of, you know, I don't even like the actress that played her, and I thought she probably played her pretty well.
Yeah,
I don't like her at all.
Uh-huh. That was a long
time
ago.
It was really hard for me to watch.
Yeah, so it's kind of not... Well, yes, that's a repeated theme with movies. It's kind of hard to imagine Hayden Panettiere as Amanda Knox. How about the fourth verse? Do you want to do the fourth verse first?
Sure. And I finally found it.
Oh, you found it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I went through my book like 4 times and I couldn't find it. Okay. Well, would you like me to do the fourth verse right now?
Whatever you want to do. Whatever you think.
Okay. I'll do the fourth verse.
Okay, so this is the fourth verse of the Amanda Knox You Did It song. that didn't make up. Okay.
You see, in this case, justice was not served. Italy's judgment seemed to be a bit swerved on the nerve. In a way, I understand and see why you were free. You will meet me, and I will pressure you out to plead. Being here is far worse than Italian prison. Making your blood boil is precisely my mission. You can fear me or not. That is your decision. You will never escape Mez or me, for that matter. I'm sure your beatless heart is going pip-free, put you in harm's way, just as she was on that dreadful day. There is a reason why your eyes are so cold and icy. There is no light inside you. That comes from where God Almighty and the killer within you is alive, but lies dormant until you decide to plot your next deadly torment. You ought to check yourself for the sake of your mental health. Hope you're enjoying your new found filthy wealth. I'm sure you never thought something like this would happen. After you hear this song, you'll grow increasingly mad. And now would you stabbing you and driving you into madness, but what you really need to be driven into is sadness.
Woo!
Thank you.
That's amazing. When you get into it, you're just like, boom. That's great.
Yep.
That was great.
And actually, when I rap the song, it like releases something inside of me. You know, it helps me cope with it.
Okay. Okay. That's great. Whatever works, you know. And I think it helps other people who listen to it too.
I hope so. The one thing I do regret about the music video is I wish I had found a way to incorporate, like, pictures of Meredith, you know, or, you know, just to make it more about her. I did make this huge collage. I'm an artist as well, and collaging is my forte. And I made this huge collage of Meredith, and I wanted to use that for the video, but I was basically told that that wasn't good enough. It should be bigger or something like that, but... It was really cool. And a really cool thing, my little sister walked in the room one time and she saw it and she's like, is that you? Like, I feel like Meredith and we favor each other in a way, you know, and that's why I felt some sort of connection to her. Because me personally, I don't know who my father is and I look nothing like my mother, so I feel like I am mixed with something. And she's half Indian, so... I feel like maybe I could be half Indian, you know?
Right. Actually, when I was making the picture for the show, it kind of struck me that I was thinking the same thing. It's kind of funny that you mentioned that. I was putting your picture on for the promo, and I thought, wow, this looks like Meredith. Like, it went through my mind,
cool.
You know, because you know, you have the same brown eyes and the same kind of look. Yeah, you do.
Kind of olive skin tone. She was so gorgeous. She was just so beautiful. I feel so bad for her family. It just breaks my heart. It really breaks my heart. I know her mom's really sick, I think, and I just think it's horrible.
I think her father had a stroke not long after, and her mother has been battling kidney disease, I think, for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why things happen sometimes, you know. Bothers me. Would you like me to read the poems now?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, this one.
And let me know which one is to Meredith. Oh, the first one. Okay.
Mhm. Okay. This one is for Meredith Kircher. I try so hard not to think of your murder. I wish you had just stayed in London, then none of that would have ever happened. My heart goes out to the Kircher fam. Words cannot express how sorry I am. Her life was taken in a cruel way. It bothers me nearly every day. I feel so connected with her, it's hard to explain. Why did her killer rise to fame? Justice was very far from being served. That fact makes me beyond unnerved. How many more tears will I cry over this? She was so beautiful and will forever be missed. And this one is to Amanda Knox. This is the person that got away with her murder. Could you imagine going through the same torture? No, because you're alive and well. Living a lie with your words for sale. Does she haunt you when you sleep at night? Do you still feel those same feelings of spite? What was the reason behind your behavior? Do you believe in Jesus, our Lord Savior? All my questions will remain unanswered. It must be exhausting living a lie. How do you do it? I don't understand why. The thought of you just makes me sigh. One day your guilt will overflow. Until then, we will never really know the truth. and that's it.
Wow. Those are great.
Thank you.
So great. I like that. I think that would be helpful, too, for people to hear, especially after this final verdict, which has been so disappointing. It's really good to know how, you know, strongly people feel and still feel and will always feel about this case.
I'm glad that there are people out there that know the truth, you know, and are still fighting for justice. Which I really don't understand Italy. I just don't get it. And this is what I think. I think that when Amanda Knox said that she was getting married, I think that was a total, that was very manipulative on their end. You know, and I don't know if Italy thought, oh, she's going to get married and probably get pregnant and that's how she's going to get out of being extradited. Or maybe they just didn't want to hassle with the extradition and they just went ahead and let her go. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would they go through all the trouble, you know, to reconvict her and then in the final appeal, just let her go? I don't understand that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But of course, she's not married. She didn't get married.
Mm-hmm. Nope. That
was all a tactic, I feel.
Yes. Uh-huh. It seems like that.
As soon as I heard that, and this was before the final verdict came out, as soon as I heard that she was getting married, I knew it. I just knew it. I was like, great. I know what she's doing. I know exactly what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think you don't detect any sympathy from her at all, right? You don't get any of that feeling at all?
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, I watched after the final verdict when she was free, there was a lot of reporters at her house, and I could not believe the last thing she said. The last thing she said before she turned and walked away was, I'm the lucky one.
Yeah, I'm the lucky one.
And she turned around. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, how heartless can you be? Oh, my goodness. It still bothers me. And, you know, there's just the only thing that makes me feel better is she won't really receive her real punishment until her afterlife, until she's not here anymore. You know, but you know what? I've read an article about when she was in prison. Prison was like a breeze for her. They called her the Ice Princess or the Ice Queen. You know, she showed no emotion. She got more privileges than the others. She always had money on her books. She was able to have more books to read than all the others. You know, she wrote playwrights for the band. You know, like, she was, you know, prison was like college for her or something. You know, so that fact, like, even if she was in prison, she probably wouldn't, you know, probably wouldn't save her. You know what I mean? Maybe being free.
Yeah, no, No, you're right. She adapted very well. She never cried. She slept like a baby. At the prison.
Yeah.
She did very well.
She probably got attention from the male prison guards. You know, maybe she is living in her own prison right now. How can she live a lie? She knows the truth. She knows the truth deep down inside. You know? Maybe she feels a certain type of way when she's by herself and she's alone in her mind. Maybe that's when she, you know, I don't know. Maybe if she's a sociopath and she has no feelings whatsoever, she has no remorse or anything. So that might be the case as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know. And I don't know if you'll really ever know.
Mm-mm. Probably not.
Exactly what happened, or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll never know the truth.
No. Oh, maybe not. Unless Rudy Gaudet comes out and speaks up. He might fill in on.
I think with that, I think he had left before it went down, you know, before the murder went down. So he probably didn't see, and he probably doesn't know that Amanda did it. And maybe that's why I just don't understand it. If he knew, I don't know why he would withhold that information.
Right. I don't know. Well, his footprints were in blood going out the door. So claimed that he walked in after. Well, what he claims is that he was in the bathroom and he heard her scream and he came out and found her dying. He claims he wasn't there when she was actually stabbed, but that after he claims that Amanda and Raphael stabbed her and they ran out, and then he went in and tried to save Meredith. He took some towels, tried to stop her bleeding.
Oh, wow.
And it didn't work. And he should have called the police, but he didn't. He got scared and he ran away. And his footprints are walking out from her bedroom to the door. You see, so you can see that he walked out. He didn't go into the bathroom, in other words, where there was the blood with Amanda Knox and her. Right. So he was not charged with stabbing her. He was only charged as an accomplice of being there.
Wow.
I was just going to say his sentence may be changed now that Amanda and Raphael are no longer.
I think he might be in prison for longer.
Or he might be able to get out. I don't know. Because now he's.
Oh my goodness.
Could be shorter.
I think that Amanda went back and cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I should know more details of the case, but like I said, it's really hard for me to read about it. Like, I cannot read all the information about it because it really just bothers me too much. It just really bothers me. I've cried many tears over this.
Well, I think you've got the major details. You know, there's just little details that her PR firm would try to, you know, squabble over. But, you know, you got it. You know, that's basically that they all three of them were there, and that Amanda and Raphael, the main killers.
The weird thing is they said they couldn't really find much DNA in Amanda's room, in her own room.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So
yep.
It's just, and I think a lot of the evidence was botched, you know, because, they were walking in there and kicking things around and stuff like that. So it definitely contaminated a lot of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely affected things for sure.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, there's a lot going on that the courts were unhappy with. Sure. That ended up the acquittal we have.
Do you think that they are going to receive like millions of dollars for wrongful imprisonment?
Well, one thing is that they said that Amanda Knox cannot sue for more than a year now because she's a convicted felon for the criminal slander for accusing Patrick Lumumba.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 3 years of prison that she's earned and she's convicted. She's stuck with that. So she only has one. She was in the prison for 4 years. So that means there's a 1 year overlap there that she could have potentially sued for. However, right now or coming in 3 months, because it's been adjourned for 3 months, it'll start in 3 months again, she's going through a defamation trial now where she accused the police of bullying her, coercing her to confess. So after that trial, she could get more years, or they might just give her a year, and that would knock out the last year, and then she couldn't sue for anything.
Oh, okay.
So it looks like she
won't.
Good. Yeah, if that happens, you'll have to find out after the trial starts in 3 months, and then however long it takes after that, we'll be, I'm sure talking about it, writing about it, and all the websites will be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I'm sure she's planning on coming out with another book. Raphael Sletchto is coming out with another book, I think, in October. I didn't catch the title of it. It was something weird, like Dream of Me or something. Me Outside, Dream of Me or something like that. Some weird title.
Oh, my goodness. I think that is just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And he's still writing about the same crime. He's already written a book about the crime. Now he's going to write another one, going more in-depth into his... He's doing more of an Amanda Knox. He's going to go more into his personal experience of how he felt and stories from prison to get sympathy, mm-hmm. I guess. And Amanda Knox has said that she would write a book about, she said that she would go to Italy, I don't know if this is true or not, because she said it about a year ago, I think, that she would go to Italy and write about their justice system.
Oh, my goodness.
So she would finally, after being acquitted, she'll finally go back to Italy, and then she'll write about their justice system and write another book.
So she's free to go anywhere now, right?
Yes.
She can travel. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that is not fair.
And I do believe that's she wants to go back to Italy.
Well, if she does, she's going to get a lot of, hopefully, there's going to be a lot of people that confront her there, I'm pretty sure, if she ever goes back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, in America and there, I think, all over the world, really. I mean, this
yeah.
case is known all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think a lot of people here think that, you know, they're kind of on her side. Not everyone, but I feel like more so people here are on her side.
Mm-hmm. Just from, like, general populations, people you talk to, you get more of a, they think she's innocent because the news tells them, or, and
yeah, pretty much. Or
look into it, really.
She's American in Italy, so automatically they think that she's, you know, innocent, and they think they were just, you know, being anti-America or something.
Mm-hmm. But do you argue with them at all, or you just drop it, just don't bother? Do you tell them, like, oh, but Raphael is Italian, so how do they explain that?
Yeah. A lot of people don't even really know about it.
Okay, yeah. That's,
they didn't,
that's...
you know, and I have to explain it all to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raffaele, he's, you know, of course I didn't name him in the song. I feel like he was just her little puppy dog and kind of went along with what she did. But he did say that she left in the middle of the night, so I just kind of had a feeling maybe she did it without him seeing her do it, so therefore he couldn't, you know, say that she did it, you know. I don't know.
That is another theory, but I don't know. His DNA was in the room, but I think one of the theories is that it could have been Amanda and Rudy Gaudet, but I don't think so because Raphael Sletchito is always with Amanda, you know. I think he's just
mm-hmm.
a liar like she is. And they were always together. And his DNA is in the
yeah.
room on the bra clasp, so.
Yeah.
He was at least there afterwards, if at the very least, I would think. So he's some way involved.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one with the knives as well. There were two knives involved. And the knife that murdered, the murder weapon, the large knife, was found
was
in his home.
Recovered.
It was recovered
oh,
in his
found.
Apartment. Right, in his apartment. After they cleaned it off, with bleach, and they found it in his drawer, his kitchen drawer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. You know, and I have a little bit of anger towards the Italian justice system because they didn't get it right. They didn't get it right.
No,
they
didn't.
Big time.
A lot of,
they really did.
But, yeah.
Very
yeah, they really a lot of very 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 upset people right now.
Yeah,
this,
it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you can appeal so many times, and I'm kind of upset that this is the last appeal. There's nothing. There's no way unless she commits another crime. You know.
Mhm. Yeah. This
Do you
is
think
a
that
final
might happen?
Decision. You know, I think if she's let go and she's you know left alone to you know, back into society and not, you know, under a microscope all the time. I think, you know, she is what she is. You know, she has the same personality.
Yeah.
Of course, back then, people say, that, well, is it her personality or was it because of drugs? I mean, there was drug use going on. So
mm-hmm.
was this just wild, reckless, youthful behavior that got out of hand? Or, you know, is it... you know, was it her personality? Like, was she capable of doing it? And, you know, it's hard to
mm-hmm.
say. Depends on
yeah,
if she's...
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was her personality because, you know, seeing her after the murder, you just kind of get a glimpse of who she is. you know, in her interviews and how she carries herself, and I can just, it's just fake. I can just see right through her.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people feel that way and have felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
As well as, you know, the evidence. Yeah, she wasn't a very good spokesperson for herself.
No.
She looks like somebody. Her and Raphael actually look like two people who could have done what they believe they did. You know, I mean, they don't.
Definitely.
Even though they acted as well as they tried to act as well as they could, they basically can't hide their who they are. You know, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got away with it though. They did get away.
They did. You know, a lot of people get away with murder all the time, and they're not even suspected for it. But she just happened to rise to fame, and you know, that bothers me.
They made millions of dollars, and they become famous. They have movies, and they have TV series now.
Yes, and that now she's, you know, I think she's working for, like, a newspaper, so she has a good job, I guess. You know, people have respect for her. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
she's a celebrity in a sense, and people, no matter you know who you are, if you have that celebrity, people will, you know, want to be around you just
mm-hmm.
for that. They don't even care what you did. They just go.
Exactly. Well, I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have the next trial and see how that goes,
mm-hmm.
and then Raphael is another trial, and see how it all works out. Could I ask you one more time to do that fourth verse?
sure, that's fine.
Off? All right, so here we go. One more time with the fourth verse.
Okay. You see, in this case, justice was not served. Italy's judgment seemed to be a bit slurred and manure in a way I understand. And see, while you were free, you will meet me, and I will pressure you out to plead. Being here is far worse than Italian prison. Making your blood boil is precisely my mission. You can fear me or not. That is your decision. You will never escape Mez or me, for that matter. I'm sure your beatless heart is going to pitch a patter. You see, being free put you in harm's way, just as she was on that dreadful day. There is a reason why your eyes are so cold and icy. There is no light inside you that comes from our God Almighty, and the killer within you is alive but lies dormant. Into you this side the plot your next deadly torment. You ought to check yourself for the sake of your mental hope for you enjoying your new found filthy wealth. I'm sure you never thought something like this would happen. After you hear the song, you'll go increasingly mad, and my words are stabbing you and driving you into madness. But what you really need to be driven into is sadness.
Woo, I love it. Thank you, Misty.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, and good luck, and I look forward to your next song and video.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
Right.
Thank you so much
and
for having me
on
the show.
Yes, and one last thing before you go. People can listen to your video at your YouTube account, which is Misty, I'm saying I say this right, Misty Von Kallo. That's MISTY VonKallow, and you have a Twitter account, again, Misty Von Kallo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, have
awesome.
A good day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.